This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 6th of August. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me is
Rita Liu.
Yes, we're all smiles in the studio today because it is
Friday.
On the show today, we are going to be talking about express delivery. We are asking you,
how have you been using on-demand delivery services during lockdown? There is a poll happening, Twitter, Instagram, choices on Twitter to deliver food, to deliver parcels, online shopping, others. They should be in all of the above.
Yes, there should be.
Because that would be me. And of course, you can also let us know what you think of over WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about how Rickrolling has literally paid off for some people. But our first story of the day is actually about free internet. Now, the Selangor State Government will provide free internet to 70,000 residents via its Data Internet Selangor initiative for 1 year.
Right. This initiative aims to close the digital gap and allow the economy to be strengthened, progressive, while ensuring no one is left behind within the state. As Selangor Menteri Besar Datuk Sri Amiruddin Shari said, the initiative will consist of a SIM pack with unlimited internet for targeted groups including students, online businesses, e-hailing partners, youth, leaders of the Indian community, single mothers, indigenous people and religious leaders. Data Internet Selangor is one of the 25 initiatives announced under the Package Kita Selangor 2.0 to assist citizens during the ongoing MCO 3.0. Package Kita Selangor 2.0 itself is worth more than 551 million ringgit, while the Data Internet Selangor has been allocated 17.5 million ringgit to cover the subsidy. Telecommunication companies will be actively involved in this initiative to create a more seamless process.
Yeah, so there are three prepaid SIM card options available through Data Internet Selangor. If you get any of these SIM cards, you will receive the respective monthly data of for 12 months for free, as the Selangor government will bear the costs. But if you go over the quota, you'll of course have to pay the excess amount. The first package is from Life. That's an MVNO by Mbits Digital using DG's network, which provides 15 gig of data with 100 free minutes of calls and 10 SMS every month. The Life package also provides free health insurance that covers hospitalization and also COVID-19 infections. You'll also get free content on the streaming app GetPlay. Now, there's also the Celcom package, and that seems to be the most bare bones option that provides 15 GB of monthly data and nothing else, meaning you'll have to top up to make any calls. The Unify package, similarly, doesn't come with any minutes, but it does provide a hefty 45 GB monthly data quota. So you get to choose.
Right. So, and the initiative is quite targeted, meaning you need to be in a certain category to qualify for the SIM package. Some of the qualified categories include selected students, as we mentioned earlier on, single mothers, small traders, orang asli, Selangor e-bazaar, online merchants, farmers, e-hailing riders, and more. And according to a Selangor MB, identifying the groups of people in need will enable them to have digital communication access exclusively while allowing daily activities that have transformed to the online sphere to become an easier process. He added that registration for the initiative has been open since July 15 and will end on September 15. You will find out more and register on PLATS, that's P-L-A-T-S, or you can go register your respective DUN service centre, and the SIM cards are expected to be delivered to approved recipients starting from 1st October.
Yeah, so I like the fact that this is for a whole year. It's not something short term, so if you're going to take this up, at least you know for 1 year. But and also, I think it's reasonable to say, okay, we give you X amount of gigs and then after that you pay for the excess, right? And it should be helpful for all those out there who are just, you know, struggling. And this will help. Like you know, the targeted groups also seems to make sense. Single mothers, students, small traders. So I think this is a brilliant initiative.
It is. And I think like after 1 year, the goal is that you'll be self-sufficient.
Yes.
Right? But and then not to do it for a month or 2 months, a year. And then, you know, from there, and that's one way you get loyal customers. customers. If your package has been really good and effective for them, they'll continue.
This is great for the telco providers as well. Mm. All right. So we thought we'd start the show with a bit of positivity news. And we'll try to keep the positivity going. But we are asking you on the show today if you have been using on-demand delivery services during lockdown. Is it for food, to deliver parcels, maybe for your online shopping, or in Frida's case, all of the above? Yeah. Get in touch with us and tell us how you have been using Express Delivery. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll get into that story and we'll have a special guest with us as well from Lala Move. But for now, here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with American Girl. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.